My name is Otto Baxter. By night, I am Horrority Bang! I am an actor, and I love going on stage. We are Drag Syndrome, and we're going to perform for all of you. Why I want to do drag, it is electrifying, we like to party, and I'm so fearless, I'm so excited to come here, very exciting.
A sea of smiling faces surrounds the stage at Il Cassero, Genderbender's unique party venue in the city's former salt cellars. Aurora Shebang is the first to perform, gleefully dancing and lip-syncing. She's comically glamorous in a blonde Farrah Fawcett-style wig, shiny black catsuit and a huge ornate pearl necklace. She's one of three members of Drag Syndrome, who are performing tonight alongside Italian drag queens.
My name is Danny and my drag name is Gaia Callas.
Gaia Callas shimmers in a multicoloured sequined dress featuring a beaded representation of her extra chromosome.
She's a diva. She's very beautiful and natural.
Except for her hair colour.
Yeah, like pink champagne.
Pink champagne, it's very nice, I like it.
Who is it?
I'm like Brittany. I know all con show off. They love it. And I'm very good at getting a whole audience off their feet.
Getting them up on their feet.
Up.
And how do you feel when a whole audience gets up on their feet for you?
Very happy, proud of what I am, important what I do.
So this for you is a proper job, isn't it?
Yeah.
My name is Daniel Weiss, and I'm the creative director of Drag Syndrome.
Daniel's part of a team called Culture Device, who run artistic projects for people with Down syndrome. They've performed Shakespeare, Beckett's Waiting for Godot, and had a dance residency at London's Royal Opera House. But when they first experimented with drag, he instantly knew they'd found something special.
Drag has less boundaries than other art forms. You can be fierce, you can push boundaries, you can talk about things that usually society don't like to speak. You can explore gender, sexuality, you can be outrageous. Usually people perceive people with Down syndrome as very cute and goody-two-shoes and very nice and proper. And doing drag, it allows them to explore and show their complex character.
As well as two drag queens performing tonight, there's also a drag king. With a thick black painted-on beard and moustache, he's dressed head to toe in black, a leather jacket topping off his cool guy look.
I'm Justin Bond on stage, and my real name is Ruby Bond.
When you get on stage, how do you feel?
Amazing, incredible, spectacular.
Because they're great performers, the audience see their craft and their amazing ability to perform, lip-sync, dance, and control the audience and entertain. Then they want to know them as people. And this is where magic happens. So usually after the show, there is a queue of fans waiting to take selfies with them, to speak to them, to get to know them.
I really had fun, and they're really delightful, and they're like stars. It was amazing. Thank you.
Performing at Bologna's Genderbender Festival, the reception's been overwhelmingly warm and positive. But Otto Baxter, a.k.a. Horora Shebang, says that's not always the case. He recalls some very hostile reactions.
Who's that silly idiot over there? Who's that dowsy over there? Who's that weird person who is in drag?
And what do you say?
Fuck you.
Oh, my God! Let's see.
You can't tell me what to do. This is my life. Get your own job. Get a life. This is what I want to do. I want to do more drag.
Lucy Baxter is Drag Syndrome's tour coordinator. She's also Otto's mum.
He has definitely grown in confidence. You know, he was very confident, but just this is his work now. And yes, Otto has got a very big following amongst people with Down syndrome and their families, who are all just saying, you know, it gives us hope that our children are going to go and do something interesting and not just languish in a boring old day centre or doing jigsaws or something.
I got negative response that I'm using them and I force them to be gay and a lot of very stupid opinions of people. But it's usually people that have no clue about them, have no clue about Down syndrome and no clue about culture. So that's why they try to close it down. But we just flick the hair and move on.
Danny Mitzman, Deutsche Welle Radio, Bologna.